What's up, Will and Grace fans? With an episode paying respect to Debbie Reynolds, Alec Baldwin is back, and who knew curtains could be such a great hiding place? We're here to talk about it. Don't go away.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Grace fans, we're here on this amazing Thursday night to talk about One Job Season 9, Episode 15. I am here with my amazing panel. Louisa is out, but I do have the lovely Crystal and the lovely Nakia. I am very excited. I am going to be your host, Timothy Michael. You guys, what were your initial thoughts on this episode?
So much fun.
I now want matching pajamas. Yes.
I am so excited about those matching pajamas.
I can't wait to go over the Disney stuff again.
So. Yes. So let's start at the top of the episode. We start off with Will and Grace taking a road trip to what we think is Vermont. But plans change when Grace reveals that it's actually Schenectady, which is in upstate New York, if you guys didn't know that. Did you guys think that that's where they were going at first? Because I thought they were honestly going to Vermont. I thought they were going to take a ski trip. I didn't think that they were going to do an episode around Grace's family this late in the season.
I didn't know. Did you?
I did. I mean, from reading online, I wonder if it's because, like, when Debbie Reynolds passed away, like, I wonder, like, was this episode not even planned?
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder if they shot this and kind of threw it in once she passed away. And I feel like the writers were like, how can we, like, pay respect to Debbie Reynolds?
Right.
Yeah.
Here's my thing on this. So they're obviously going up to Schenectady to kind of pay respect to Grace's mom, who obviously was Debbie Reynolds, and there was like a dying wish from her to like celebrate her birthday, her 55th. I thought that that was, I just feel like it was a throwaway, you guys. I felt like it was a throwaway. I felt like it was like an add-on. I felt like the episode in homage to Rosario's character was so much better. And I felt like this was lacking.
I thought the idea of going up there for the birthday was a little cheesy. But I thought the episode was funny.
Yes. Okay, that's fair.
I feel a little different. I think I was just telling these guys, like, my great-grandmother, my aunt just passed away. And my family, we do stuff like that. Like, my great-grandmother's birthday was on St. Patrick's Day. We do, like, Irish and because my great-grandmother would make us eat, like, corned beef and cabbage. So we still do that. Like, we are going down to New York to like celebrate like my aunt's birthday. So like we do that, and I get like how some people would look at that and be like, but I looked at it like, damn, that kind of reminds me of my family.
Okay.
Even the part when she was reading the letters, my great grandmother left us all letters when she passed away.
Okay.
So I think it's a generational thing too. I think maybe older people are into maybe stuff like that. But I do think this episode wasn't planned. I really do think after Debbie Reynolds passed away, I think they were trying to scramble to do something to pay respect to her in this season. Because imagine if they did it like in season 10 or season 11, it would be weird. You'd be like, all right, she passed away last year.
Yeah. And it makes sense,
actually, now that she's saying it, because, you know, we have, like, Dia de los Muertos, right? And we pay respect to the dead. So I guess, you know, it's just, it was a different way of doing it. I guess maybe that's why we thought it was a little, I don't know.
But I feel you, though. Like, when you look at it, you're like, oh, okay. Like, they could have done without it, but I get why it was there.
Right. I mean, it's still respect, obviously, to Debbie Reynolds. Right. I just expected it to be at a higher caliber.
Yeah.
That's all. True. Because it is Debbie Reynolds, you guys. So let's start off with the other storyline really quick with Will and, I mean, with Karen and Jack. So Jack has a little bit of a dilemma. I'm all tongue-tied today, you guys. He goes up to Drew. Now, I don't know if you guys thought that this is a really funny part of the episode. I did. So there's a piano on this man on the street, and Drew, who's the police officer, is kind of like directing traffic because everybody wants to stare at it. I obviously would. It's freaking New York, and there's a piano on top of a man.
Not just any man, a robot.
A silver robot. And only I feel like Will and Grace, as in a show, could do something like this without being like, really, guys? Like, I actually was like, this is actually really funny.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
I don't know why I thought it was so funny.
I was tearing up laughing.
Same.
Was like, what is happening?
It was
like,
funny.
How is this possible? So Jack, you know, professes an undying love to Drew because he's so inspired because Karen and Stan apparently are having this romantic getaway and they've been married for so long, and he's so inspired that he asks Drew to move in with him, and Drew says no.
Tough.
And remember, we talked about this. Yes. We thought that Jack was going to be the one that breaks his heart, and it ends up being the opposite.
I was a little bit surprised.
I was too.
But I think we also said that because Jack was his first, he's going to want to explore, and he's going to be like, ooh, this is fun, but I now have to live a life. It's kind of like, I don't know. No, I was going to make a weird. I'm not going to even do that.
Okay.
Never mind. I'll tell you guys off.
I got you. So,
yes, but yeah.
What I thought was going to happen was that we would at least have Drew until the season finale.
Yeah.
I thought that this was a moment that would have been appropriate for a season finale, especially since the next episode is called The Family Affair. So
short-lived romance, you maybe, know, it happens.
I guess.
Well, maybe Drew's going to change his mind. I don't know. But I was shocked that, I mean, half of me, I was shocked that he said no. But then the other half, I'm like, well, he just kind of like lost his virginity kind of. And he wants to explore and he doesn't want to settle down.
But you got to think about like the themes of the show and like what they've been doing for this past season. It's been kind of like that, right? Where they bring in characters and then they're out really quickly.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised by it from that point of view.
Right.
But I mean, I get what you're saying. You know, he should be sticking around a little bit more, being more invested and we'll see him next season. I guess we don't know for sure yet, but yeah, I would have thought he would have been a little bit more excited because he was so excited in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. And he was married, so that means that he is the type that's a romantic, right?
I mean, that's another thing that you bring up because we see the recurring characters come back only for like an episode and then leave. He wasn't a recurring character. He was like a new character, like Tony, who's the assistant to Grace. Like he's been pretty much recurring.
Very random, but where's Karen's maid?
You know what I mean? And we did want to see a lot more of her too, and we haven't.
Yes,
that's a good point.
What I'm saying. Like it's kind of weird, like how they keep bringing in characters and then like pulling them out. And then
it makes me wonder, like when they wrote this season, did they have any idea that they were going to get renewed for two seasons after? Like it makes me think that they wrote this because remember how Will and Grace came back? It was just that one episode, kind of. I think it was like around the holidays or I think around
the election.
The election, and it was for fun. And then they got greenlit for this season. So I wonder if like that's why they wrote it like that. Like, all right, cool. We need to get everybody in as quick as possible.
Yes.
And now that they have season 10 and 11 greenlit, it's kind of like, well, maybe we could take our time. I don't know. I wonder if that's...
I feel you. Yeah. I just felt very rushed. And just in terms of the Drew storyline, you brought it up, Crystal. He left his wife for Jack.
Yes.
And now you're like saying that you don't want to be with Jack.
Yeah.
How rude.
But then on the other hand, I can understand that this was your first like gay relationship.
Absolutely.
This is your first gay experience. Mm-hmm. And I understand you wanting to test the waters a little bit before you actually settle down and move in with somebody.
You want to see what's like out there.
Right. I think I respect that more than him doing anything dramatic where he's like cheating on Jack or anything like that after he moved in with him.
Because maybe he might test the waters and come on back.
Maybe.
And then Jack might be like, no.
Yeah. Maybe they'll rewrite him back in later on.
True.
You know, he'll grovel and he'll talk about how he made such a huge mistake and he'll propose to him or something.
Yeah.
Something grand.
Yeah. All I'm saying is Jack is his first and you never forget your first.
Forget your first.
Yeah. I want to move into Karen. Don't we all? Because I wish I could. Karen
just have that visual.
Right. Karen is having a bit of a romantic getaway with Stan, so she tells Jack and everybody else, but we find out that it's not Stan, it's actually Alec Baldwin's character, Malcolm.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys remember Malcolm, I'm sure you do, Alec Baldwin got an Emmy nomination for his episode that he premiered in season 8, episode 1, I was looking it up, I don't remember all these facts, you guys, don't think I do. But just to give you guys a little bit of a backstory, especially those who are viewing the episode for the first time, Alec Baldwin was the secret agent Stan faked his death back in season like 7, end of season 7, and faked his death to like avoid the mob, and Alec Baldwin was the one who's the agent on top of the case. And then he comes to tell Karen, and Karen like sees him and like has this little fond moment with him and all this stuff. So that's where their history goes based off of that. Just for everybody to be on the same page. I like Alec Baldwin as an actor. I just don't know if I liked him in this. Once again, I just felt it was very rushed. I felt it was very added on.
Right.
And I felt like because he was literally nominated for an Emmy in his episode, in season 8, episode 1, for him to just be thrown into this episode, I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, you kind of want to be almost like courted a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
Thank you.
Like bring him in, right? Right? Does that make more sense? Instead of having a quick and fast.
You would.
But I would like to see his character kind of like come in. Maybe they run into each other at, you know, Neiman's or, you know, something like that. And then all of a sudden it gets rekindled. And then let it be that moment.
Yes.
Right? I would like to see them having more dialogue together.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I do agree with you guys there. Like, I would love to see them on screen together more than just that. But I do love seeing Alec Baldwin because it just reminds me of 30 Rock. And like, because I missed that show. And he's hilarious.
He's hilarious.
He's a legend.
Yeah. Especially what they're doing, what his impressions were on like SNL and him and Donald Trump and stuff like that. I think that it's brilliant for them to bring him back. I just would want, I want more. Like, I don't know why. You guys are just needy.
No, I feel it.
I'm needy.
You want more. The show's a half, I mean, is it half? It's like a half hour. Yeah. It goes by really fast. Yes. And like now we're at the end where I'm like, okay, I kind of want more. Like I want to see them together more. I want to see more of Drew and Jack.
Yes. I agree.
So I totally agree with you guys. Yeah.
So Karen and Malcolm are trying to get it on. And obviously Jack is so devastated by the news with Drew. And of course he's going to run to his BFF, who's Karen. And he like runs to the hotel and they have to kind of play this whole like, oh, you're not here, but you are here. And they come up. I don't know how the writers do this.
I'm like, was this improv? This was awesome.
I don't know, but the idea that they thought that to put him in the same outfit that the curtains are made out of.
And then put a hat on top of that that matches.
What? Like, and it's, once again, it's like the piano silly. With the guy. You're like, I would expect a show and like see this on a show and be like, really, guys? What? But in Will and Grace, I'm like, this is so funny. I can't even handle it. Like, he keeps disappearing and Karen is like, where are you? I just think it's great. And then Jack comes in and he's got like the curtains opening and closing and he's moving with the curtains.
That had, I think, all
that
of us
was
indeed.
Really funny.
That
yeah,
was hilarious.
That was really funny. And I loved especially Jack when he was saying, oh, wait a second. He's like, look at this view. And he's like, wait. Is that Yoko Ono? And then he opens it again. He closes it again. And he has to move alongside with the curtains. And then he smells what? The aftershave, the American aftershave.
Yes,
that he's so allergic.
That's allergic
to. Oh my God. Bless so you. Ridiculous, right?
That's what I was like. So ridiculous. I just imagine them shooting that scene in the piano scene because the piano, those two scenes had me crying laughing. That's all I was like, is some of this improv? Because how can they even keep a straight face doing that? Especially when Karen's like, wait, where are you? Because clearly he's standing right there.
I think what was interesting about this entire situation was that Jack was the one who was looking at Karen as an example, and whoever looks at Karen as an example.
Nobody.
But he admired their marriage because it's been together for so long, and he's literally crushed that she's cheating on Stan. And Karen has this explanation where she goes, you know, long marriages are complicated and you literally have to do what you have to do to make it work at the end of the day. And she goes, you know, Stan might not agree with it, but he sure likes it when I come back to him. How do you guys feel about that? With do you think that with that level of infidelity, do you think it's wrong? Do you think it's up to the couple?
Well, I think the reason why they brought that in was because the whole situation happened between Jack and his new love of his life, right? So they're bringing in an idea maybe to put onto Jack. So Jack will, I mean, I don't know, but maybe Jack will be more open to, you know, an open relationship with his man because, you know, he's seen that it's not always like what you think a marriage should be.
Yes.
Maybe that's a setup.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's
a
good setup.
Right?
I see that. And I think it does depend on the couple. I think people have their own different rules and their thing. I just say if you are in a relationship, just keep it honest and open with your partner. If you're going to do something, just, and if you and your partner agree to do that, if you guys are happy, you like it, I love it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think that is
choice,
a good,
right?
I think that's a new segment where he might be like, you know, because he really, really loves Drew.
Yes.
Where he might actually think this out and give it a chance and be like, you know what? I might do the whole open relationship.
Yeah, he might be open to it because he knows that he hasn't had that opportunity to explore, right?
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah, and I think that with just the running theme in Will and Grace and them trying to be so current, especially with like millennials and kind of catering to a younger crowd, sex is so, and just sexual identity is so fluid, and relationship seasons are so fluid that maybe you're right, Crystal, maybe they'll introduce this whole like open relationship idea because they really haven't yet.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see. They did, you know, just a threesome thing with Karen, who we found out was Karen's actual husband in real life in that episode, but they haven't done the whole open relationship thing. So maybe they will. I like that idea.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. what I loved about this episode was that it all is kind of coming to a head, so I can kind of see where they're going with the finale, because Malcolm is asking Karen to leave Stan for him. I kind of saw that coming. I don't know if you guys did. It's been years, obviously, that they've been going off and on. And we come to find out that they've been meeting for a specific weekend every year for the last however many years.
Like Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog Day.
Do you think that she's going to leave him? At least Stan for Malcolm?
No.
I don't know. If she does, that'd be really big of Karen. Because, you know, Stan comes with everything. The money.
Hey, look, Stan has, he makes it rain.
It's like money versus love, quote unquote. Yes. I'm doing air quotes for those listening to us.
Okay.
I would be shocked, but then it would show her growth if she does. Because if she leaves Stan for someone who she really loves and cares about, I'd be like, damn, Karen really is growing up.
I'm going to disagree with you, Nakia. I don't think that she's with Stan just for his money. I think she genuinely loves this man. When she found out that he died, and then obviously not died, but she was devastated.
Right.
So I don't
think she loves him, but I think he comes with security where I think she may not leave because he comes with that. Yes. I don't know. I think it's one of the things where I think she cares. Maybe she cares more about Malcolm, and if it was like Malcolm versus Stan. Mm. I think she would look at like, well, Stan has the security, Stan has the money.
Yeah.
Malcolm, he's cool, but.
Or maybe she does. She does love Stan, but she's not in love with him, and she likes the excitement of Malcolm, right? But I don't think she's in love with Malcolm either. Because why would you only meet someone once a year?
I think it's
just for the thrill.
I agree. Yeah. And if we know anything about Karen, you know the drugs, the alcohol. She does love a thrill.
She loves a thrill.
I'm just saying. And she brings up Stan in this last conversation with Jack, and she's like, you know, Stan likes it when I come back to him. So it's not like she's cutting out Stan altogether. But I guess we'll see. We'll see.
Yes.
I want to take it back to the whole Will and Grace storyline. They finally arrive to Schenectady to her dad's house. And what I loved about her dad, Martin, who was played by Robert Klein, was that we got the grieving widower. I always forget those two. When Will goes to sit down in the chair, he says, no, that's Bobby's chair. From the get, I was like, oh, this man is in pain. Like, he is hurting.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing that I loved about this episode, is that I got that immediately from him. And from the family, really.
Yeah.
The sisters bickering and all that stuff. I didn't expect it to take the turn that it was going to. I didn't even remember that Grace had sisters. Did you guys?
No.
I was like, okay, that's interesting.
Like that's new.
The fans are probably going to be like, oh yeah, they were in this episode.
I'm sure. You guys obviously let us know where the sisters came in. I honestly do not remember them. So their names are Janet and Joyce. And their dilemma is that they want the dad to sell the house because, you know, Debbie Reynolds, his wife, is gone. And that's hard, because that's your house. That's their house.
They all grew up in it.
Yeah, but a parent being there by themselves after their significant other dies, I get it.
Yeah. What do you guys upkeep. The upkeep, too.
I mean, I get it.
I get it why they would want to do that, but I also believe that it's important to allow, you know, the father to kind of have a say-so in it. I think them going behind his back was completely wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, he already lost a wife. If you take the comfort of his home, he might become even more depressed.
Yeah.
So, like, just having an open mind and heart, you know?
Yeah.
Because we aren't just, like, black and white. We're very much gray as human beings in our emotions and feelings.
Yeah.
God, I'm deep.
Yeah, you are. I think this was just, like, a deep part of the episode. Because I agree with you. And I also think that the sisters were, I don't know, a little pushy. With the fact they were a little insensitive.
They were like the stepsisters from Cinderella.
Yeah,
that's what they reminded me of, why
they wanted to do it. But I also think you have to give people time. Because first of all, you never get over a death. You just learn how to deal with it and go throughout your day.
Of course.
So it's like, you may feel okay today, but maybe Dad and Grace or someone else may not. And this is what he has so far
when he's
ready. And sometimes it takes people years to even get rid of people's stuff. So I know our house, we still have my Nana's stuff. Like,
of course.
We have a chair. That's my
gig.
That's why this episode hit so hard. I was like, damn, this is literally my family.
Yeah.
So I think they were a little bit insensitive, but I know people grieve differently.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
I think you have to respect
it. They were just doing it for themselves. Like, it seems
like themselves.
Joyce was like, I have a real estate license and I need to sell my first house. I'm like,
really?
That's what you're going to?
And, like, and not to be judgmental on like what they look like and their personality and all, but I mean, we do that as human beings. We notice certain things. They didn't look like they had their shit together.
Right.
Yes. So it looks like to me they want a piece of the property for themselves. And to me, that's plain out like selfish.
They're not thinking about their dad.
No, they're not. They're thinking about themselves and what they need and what they're lacking and how this is an inconvenience for them. But it's like, it's not about you.
Right. Right.
It's about dad and his healing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if you guys feel okay, you guys go over there.
Right. And at the same time, I understand that you lived in this house all your life, but it's not your house.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not. It was never your house. It's not your house. No. Nope. It's your parents' house. Yeah. And it's up to him what he wants to do with
it. Exactly.
I think that that's a rule that we could all live by. Like, when that time 100%. Comes, like, you know, listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know, just for example, my grandmother's husband passed away, my grandfather, and they've been in their same house for years, and all of her kids were like, well, you should sell the house. You should sell the house. You shouldn't be here by yourself. You shouldn't be here by yourself. And I was just like, "What? It's her house. Let her do whatever she exactly. wants to do with it." And it's been years now, about 3 years. And now she's around coming over to the fact that, you know what? Maybe I should sell the house.
That's until you got to give people time.
Yeah.
Let them on their own say, you know what? My kids are right. I can't be here by myself. But you cannot force it on them immediately when you're ready. Yes.
Unless you know, there was a situation where they, you know, they were endangered of themselves.
Right.
And that would be completely different. But this man is fully with it. Okay?
Yes. Yeah.
He's going up and down those stairs. He's, you know, he's watching his games. He's quick. And, you know, he doesn't look like he's in that direction quite yet.
Right. He doesn't need a life alert.
He does not need a life alert.
He is fine.
Yes.
Nakia. So everything comes to a head at this birthday dinner because the sisters decide that it should be Grace who tells their father, because she's the favorite, that he should sell the house, which I completely disagreed with. I know you guys did too.
Yes.
And what I loved about the birthday dinner was this letter that was read, because obviously all of our older fans who have seen Debbie Reynolds on previous episodes of Will and Grace, she was that, like, I don't want to say momager, but she was that mom that was like, I'm 20 years younger than what I really am. I'm staying in my youth. Like, I'm the cool hip mom. And I felt like this letter that they were reading was her character. It was Bobby Adler. Like, that was her character. And I was like, I was very impressed with the letter that they wrote.
Yeah. Cause it was very touching.
Yeah. It was funny. It was just like her. I really enjoyed it. I loved the birthday.
I loved it because she was still bossing them around from her letter. And I love because she hit every point. Like, she knew what they would be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who would be cracking jokes. Yes. Who would be slouching.
Yeah.
Joyce not wearing a bra.
Yeah, Joyce not wearing
a bra. It's like, it's her character, but it's also like a mom letter. Like, that's a real mom that's like, look, I'm not here, but you guys got to get it together.
Yes.
And we're going to celebrate my 55th birthday because I'm still 55. Yeah. You guys are not going to judge me.
Right.
I loved it.
I loved it too. And I think that when it comes to the episode, and I know I was a little pessimistic about it in the beginning, I did love those moments.
Yes.
I felt like the letter in general encompassed who Debbie Reynolds' character was on Will and Grace.
Yes.
And I loved that homage to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I literally felt like she was still alive. Yes. It was really weird.
I love the big picture behind them of Debbie. And then, like, they had a small picture, I think it was, like, on a piano or something. So you still seen Debbie around, which I love.
Yeah. Right.
A.K.A. Bobby Adler.
Yes. Bobby Adler, yes. But obviously, we have to tie it back to Will and Grace. And obviously, Grace wants Will to agree with her that her dad should stay in the house. And Will just had a conversation with him in the beginning. And he was saying how he's not really that happy there. And that's what Will was going into it with. And he obviously disagrees at the table, and Grace gets in a tiffy, and she, like, storms off. Another moment that I loved is that after that, when Grace is in the kitchen with Will, and Will keeps going to all these different spots in the kitchen, and she's going down memory lane, was very just sentimental, and just it made me feel good about the episode. I really enjoyed that moment. Yeah. How did you guys feel about it?
Yeah, I thought it was great, too. I mean, I think about those times too, you know, that I had with my grandmother in my house and my mom's house, and you know, you do get sentimental about certain things. Even you said so, you got sentimental, and I think it's a great reminder, right, for, like, viewers that, like, it's okay to be emotional. It's okay to have those moments, like, even though the show is all about comedy, you know, and humor, I think it's also you know, a show to show people, like, it's okay, you know, it's okay to be vulnerable, you know, and life does go on. Mm-hmm. And these are the lessons that we're learning. Grace had to learn a lesson through this, and so did, you know, her sisters, the father, you know, and also Will.
Yeah.
You know, I think they all, everybody sort of learned a lesson, except for Karen. Karen never does.
I think Karen's about to learn a big lesson.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
But I just want to say, I did love seeing them in the house because it was a different location, a different scenery. And it was very homey.
Yes.
It was very, they're upstate. The decorations are very old
the
and dated.
Oh, God.
It just felt like a home. Like, even when they were in the kitchen and the dad was coming down from the stairs, it just felt like a home.
Yeah.
So I love how she had those special moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you.
It's like hoarders.
It's like hoarders.
Yes. But it's like a grandma and grandpa's house.
Yeah.
It's
a comforting.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So as Will and Grace are having this kind of, not blowout, but this conversation where obviously Will comes around and he says, are you thinking about yourself or are you thinking about your dad? And then that's when Grace is like, you're right. I hate you, but I love you. Martin overhears all of this. And it comes to another head when he's, and now I understand where they're going with the season finale, but apparently he gets the idea that Will is inviting him to move in with them, and Martin takes it upon himself to say, yeah, I'll move in with you guys, and obviously Grace is in a weird situation because she can't say no.
Yeah.
Would you guys say no?
That's tough. I'd be like, Dad, we can get you an apartment right in my building. We can be neighbors.
I'll pay for it since I have my own design company.
I would like tell my dad, like, look, I love you. We're going to get you an apartment in my building.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would make up an excuse like, you don't want to live with me and Will. We're slobs.
Yeah.
We're a hot mess. But I'm going to pay for your rent. That's the offer I would put on the table.
I would put like, yeah, you can come stay with me and then we'll start to look for places.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a way to go around it. Yeah. Right? But, you know, I don't know. I'm Hispanic. So, like, it's like, you know, we're used to this, yeah. Right? My grandmother lived with us until she passed on. I mean, that's just what you do.
Yeah.
So it's a little different, but definitely, you know, if he's got that house, he's got some dinero, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, hey, Dad, let's put you in a, you know, maybe in a senior center type of home where there's like young, cute, hot, you know, other senior citizens. I mean, and, you know,
let I think young and hot life. Senior yes. citizens is an oxymoron.
Well, younger
looking.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's like
a 70-year-old and there's a 90-year-old.
There's a difference there.
I'll say
there.
This randomly, but senior citizen homes, they have the highest like sex and sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh, yes, they do.
Just
Because what else are you going to do at that time of your life?
Uh-huh. Get it on.
I would.
I would too.
I mean, we all would.
Especially if you could.
That is our, you know, just our review of this episode. Do you guys have any last minute thoughts on it before we get into news and gossip?
I just want to say this episode was really touching. I know I say I love all the episodes, but it's true. I really do love Will and Grace and the writers, but this episode was really close to heart because it, you know, it reminded me of my Nana, and I was like, oh, Nana. Yeah. So I love this one.
I think that's why we love Will and Grace, because we all look at it differently, and I love that, like, you know, people who are in your situation, Akia, can look at it and say, wow, that's touching.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I thought it was very nostalgic.
Yeah.
So I always appreciate watching Will and Grace. Because at the end, you know, I'm always just, you know, we have something to talk about, right?
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I agree.
Warms your heart.
I agree. Let's get into some news and gossip really quick. Not much toward news and gossip. I mean,
Hey, you want to have some fun, learn and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, have we got the podcast for you? Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finance, and so much more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, you better let her know that we sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Yep. I don't know if you guys have ever listened to it, but I have.
It's really good.
It's a very good podcast. Daryl Christian, who I do Walking Dead with on Sunday nights, is also a co-host or a guest host on there sometimes. It's a great podcast, guys. Check it out Friday nights. And like Crystal said, it's free. Yes. Everybody loves free.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Back to news and gossip for Will and Grace. So there's two more seasons. They obviously got greenlit for two more seasons. These seasons are going to be 16 episodes instead of the 12 that we have right now, I think. No, because what episode was this? This was episode 15. So, yeah, so they are greenlit for a 16-episode arc for two more seasons. Nice. And I'm excited about that.
I'm excited to see. Because, like I said, I feel like season 9 is the season where they were just writing to be like, oh, this is a fun season.
Yeah.
It may never come back. But now season 10 and season 11 might be more fun. And then we might actually see people there longer.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see what they do.
Yeah.
Some more story behind it.
And if they don't, then I'm going to really be like, really, guys?
Right.
Yes.
You had one job.
Right. Well, like it. Love it. I agree with you, Nakia. I think that that's a very good idea. And I didn't think about them feeling rushed this season because they obviously probably didn't think that they were going to get a 16-episode arc based off of that one little political kind of skit that they did, the 13-minute skit. And then when they saw the reaction to it and then they got greenlit, I'm sure this was very rushed. Yep. So we can't give them too much heat on it. But then
we'll wait until after next season.
Next season we can give them a lot of heat. But I do hope that they take their time and slow down with the recurrence of characters and build more of a storyline.
Agreed.
Like they used to.
Yes.
Let's get into predictions because we have one episode left before the season finale. So I want to hear some of your predictions. Do you guys want to, who wants to start it off? Does anybody have a, like a glaring prediction that you have to say right now? If not, I have one.
Ooh, you go.
Go ahead.
Okay. So just so you guys can get your thoughts together. So since they are going to introduce Martin, in living with Will and Grace at the, in the finale, and it's called A Family Affair, I think that they might consider moving. I think there's going to be a different location. Maybe in the next two seasons, they might move to a bigger place.
Okay.
And maybe Martin will be a recurring character who lives in another bedroom. Because like Crystal said, like it's a two-bedroom apartment.
Right.
Like, where's he going to live? And if he wants to stay with her, where is he going to sleep? So maybe they might move to a new location, new place, new set. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it. It would be weird seeing them outside of the apartment, but maybe it's time to move on. Maybe time to... I mean, they did tease it in, like, another episode, another season, where they were going to move to Brooklyn, and that apartment was really nice. That was Grace, because Grace was supposed to move to Brooklyn, and Will was going to stay in his apartment. Maybe they'll move to a new place. Maybe it'll be a new set in the next two seasons.
It actually makes sense the way the time is, especially in New York City, because everyone from Manhattan is actually moving to Brooklyn, and Brooklyn is, quote-unquote, the new Manhattan.
Yeah.
So I can totally see them moving to a Williamsburg.
We'll see.
I'm gonna see if that comes true. If it's Williamsburg,
we'll see. What do you guys think?
I think that Drew will probably move in with Jack, and I believe that Grace will end up finding a place for her dad.
Cool.
Yeah,
I think that Alec Baldwin is going to come back. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Stan, Karen, Malcolm thing is going to be tricky.
Yes.
And I also think that Drew is not just going to go away. I think that Drew is going to probably realize something with Jack, and then they're going to either end up together. But we're going to definitely see more of Drew and more of Malcolm.
Okay. Good predictions, you guys. Guys, that was our recap of Season 9, Episode 15, One Job of Will and Grace. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love this show. We are very sad that there's only one episode for the season finale, which is next week. We will be covering it here, same time. Where can they find you guys?
You can find me at CrystalA23 on all social media.
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. We will see you guys next week, same day, same time.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.